Next number is Stephen, Stephen Gilmore, Gilmore, 3/13/70, 11/15/2024. This is a 54-year-old gentleman, complains of gout when he doesn't take his allopurinol. He wants his allopurinol filled right away. Also has seen the cardiologist recently, was told that he had hyperlipidemia, was placed on Zetia and some kind of statin, which is quit taking both of them. He's going to go see the cardiologist to get blood work and get restarted at my urging, period. Patient also has had carotid echocardiogram, carotid ultrasound, lower extremity ultrasound to make sure that there's no blockages, since he did have a blockage in his widowmaker, but he's had revascularization and did not require any stent placement in big letters. Social, he's married, 20-plus years, has two children. He works for a phone company, but he has retired now since his illness. Allergy, Chantix. Surgery, cholecystectomy. Medical problems, hypertension, coronary artery disease, gout, hyperlipidemia, non-compliance, COVID immunization, non-medication, losartan 50 milligram a day, which he takes, metoprolol 25 milligram once a day, which he takes, aspirin 81 milligram a day, which he takes, amlodipine 10 milligram a day, which he takes, allopurinol 300 milligram, which he doesn't take, Zetia, which he doesn't take, and statin, which he doesn't take. Patient does not want to do blood work or any further workup because he wants to follow this up with his cardiologist, period. Paragraph. Colonoscopy is up to date. Family history is positive for stroke. Under social, put down he doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Let's see, 205 pounds, 98%, 18, 71, 98.6, 137 over 79. Heart positive, phone positive, restored, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows no rash, the right great toe, which he had the evidence of gout before, that went away with cherry juice, looks completely normal today. Number one, gouty arthritis. Number two, resume allopurinol, 300 milligram once a day. Number three, check the allopurinol with Motrin 800 because it can actually bring on symptoms of gout. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, coronary artery disease. Number six, must see cardiologist to get blood work done and get back on his statin and his Zetia. Number seven, I told the patient that blockages in his widowmaker is directly related to his high cholesterol, and he'll be stupid not to take his medication. He says he understands, and he will do that right away. Next number, he's had a history of thyroid cyst in the past, even though small. I asked for a repeat ultrasound, but he declined. Next number, nitroglycerin was given also to check if needed. Next number, patient does not have a stent, hence the reason for only taking aspirin, no Plavix or Brilinta. Next number, with family history of stroke, I'm glad he had his workup of his neck. Next number, Medrol dose pack was given in case he has ever a bout of gouty arthritis, but not to take at this time. Next number, start the allopurinol with Motrin, which is very important. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.